Of course, reaction to Finance Minister Tito Mboweni's budget still bubbling. The big talking points, of course, are rising debt, the public service wage bill, the 312 billion rand tax revenue shortfall, the 10.5 billion rand bailout for SAA. We're going to look at various aspects of this over the next short while. We're going to be speaking to the tax man, Edward Kiswitter, soon. But firstly, Tito Mboweni confirming yesterday, finally, that government will pay the 10.5 billion rand needed by South African Airways to fund its business rescue program. This means it can now extend retrenchment packages and do the restructuring it needs before it returns to the skies. Mboweni insisting it's not a bailout. So, where does the money come from? Mboweni found the money by reallocating budgets from a long list of departments, but primarily it came from the budgets for the police and from higher education. 1.1 billion rand cut from the police's budget, 1.1 billion rand from higher education. And they've actually published a table with the breakdown of how much was portioned off from each department. Personally, I have a lot of questions around this because you cut from the police budget and you bail out SAA again, but the police need to bring down violent crime, farm murders, GBV, state capture, corruption with very little capacity. It just doesn't make sense to me. So let's get some analysis on this. Gareth Newham is head of governance at the Institute for Security Studies, joining me on the line now. Gareth, am I wrong to feel like this doesn't make sense?
Well, given the priorities, to fund an airline that we don't need and using money that for services that we do need doesn't make sense. But I think it is a fait accompli. It looks like it's happening. So the police are now going to have to find ways where they can cut that billion rand. And I think that's what needs to be focused on. In fact, we've seen interesting police reforms and innovation around the world since 2008, 2009 financial crisis, where many police agencies around the world had to cut their budgets and actually were able to do more with less. So that might not be initially a bad thing for the South African Police Service.
So where can they cut costs and where can't they?
Well, 78% of their 105 billion rand budget goes to salaries. And there are about 192,000 people in the South African Police Service. Now, there are many ways they could actually cut costs. And for example, they do mass promotions. So in the last 2 years, they could tell gave a speech in July this year. We said that 42,000 police officers were promoted at a cost of 1.3 billion. Now, in most professional agencies and most organizations that we work for, you don't get promoted automatically just because you've been in the organization, come to work for the last few years. You have to actually, you get paid for doing your job, and if you do your job better than expected and you break your targets and you improve policing, improve public safety, then you should get a promotion. So they could introduce a way of professionalizing the police service to only promote those that deserve promotion rather than thousands and thousands of promotions. They're planning on another 25,000 promotions in the next 2 years at a cost of half a billion rand. So right then, if they only promoted those that deserve to be promoted, they could save a lot of money. And then secondly, if they tackle misconduct. There's a major problem with police misconduct. If only 10% of the South African Police Service were bad eggs, and 90% were good, hardworking men and women, which the minister has said he believes that's the case, then they should be able to get rid of around 20,000 people who are causing massive damage to the police and public trust. In fact, the police paid out 535 million rand, half a billion rand last year, in civil claims because of proven unlawful conduct by police officers.
Gareth Newham, Head of Governance and Institute for Security Studies. We have to leave it there, unfortunately, but we are going to get back to this issue of South African Airways and reaction to that decision.